From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, welcome to another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. It's been 12 years since we last had Jack Pignatti here in the studio. It's been almost 11 years since Jack's last album, but he's back with a new record called After You, and it's got a new sound. It's bigger, more dynamic, full of sonic surprises, both big and small. Now, having said all that, Jack has figured out a way to play some of these songs solo. Jack Pignatti is here in our studio, and he's going to start us off with a song called Murder.
To everyone I've wounded, I'm sorry for what I'm sorry for what I've done. To those who left me stranded, to those who left me stranded, I receive with open arms, I receive with open arms. I used to know the answer before the question, before the question was asked. And love broke me to pieces, love broke me to pieces. And with the shards I made her, with the shards I made her mask. Hold back, can't go on. 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 Murder in the dance, blood on your sleeve, tongue sharper than a knife, stop or can't breathe. Turn on your light, you're too blind to see. Don't watch your signs, set yourself free. Bang, bang, I heard the gods. I heard the gods were angry for forgetting, for forgetting where I'm from. I tried to find my way back, I tried to find my way back, but the trail of crumbs are gone, but the trail of crumbs are gone. So I walk a new direction. I close my eyes, close my eyes and made a wish, hoping to get closer, hoping to get closer to redemption's sweetest, to redemption's sweetest kiss. Hold back, can't go on. Hold back, can't go on. Hold back, can't go on. Hold back, can't go. Murder in the dance, yeah. Blood on your sleeve, yeah. Tongue sharper than a knife, yeah. Stop or can't breathe, yeah. Turn on your lights, yeah. You're too blind to see, yeah. Don't watch the signs, yeah. Set yourself free, yeah. Tryna sell your love, they're gonna tear you up, and then they start to break it down. Bang bang, tryna sell your love, they're gonna tear you up, and then they start to break it down. Bang bang, tryna sell your love, they're gonna tear you up, and then they start to break it down. Bang bang, tryna sell your love, they're gonna tear you up, and then they start to break it down. Murder in the dance, blood on your sleeve, tuck sharper than a knife, stop or can't breathe. Turn on your lights, you're too blind to see. Don't watch your signs, set yourself free. Murder in the dance, yeah. Blood on your sleeve, yeah. It's like sharper than a knife, yeah. Stop or can't breathe, yeah. Turn on your lights, yeah. You're too blind to see, yeah. Don't watch your signs, yeah. Set yourself free,
Jack Pignatte, live in our studio. That's an impressive amount of sound from one guy, one guitar, a little looping pedal, and a couple of other effects.
Thank you very much.
Murder is the song. Check out the video, though, because it is really a striking bit of work. This video is shot in a location that I don't recognize, but is really striking. Where was the murder video?
So this is in Dorset, in England, by the coast, and it's an old quarry, a Victorian quarry, where they say that St. Paul's, the big church, cathedral in London, was built from that stone.
Ah.
It's a man-made quarry. So it's in a kind of cliff face, and then people have just quarried inside, and my cousin, who directed it, knew about it by chance. And I mentioned that I like the idea of some kind of cave system being part of a video, because I couldn't think of a video where people had gone to a cave. And he just picked it out, and we drove down to go and see it. And it's unbelievable. And then there's a plateau that looks over the sea. And then there's the sea below. The whole area is Jurassic. It's incredibly beautiful. We find fossils around there, and it's part of England that, I mean, no one thought it was, even English, British friends, everyone thought we'd gone somewhere, that we'd traveled to some uncharted land.
Well, because the quarry looks like old ruins.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really amazing.
It's an incredible spot. Yeah, wow. We're very lucky with that one.
Yeah. You said you're... cousin directed it. So is he a member of the Peak family?
He is, yeah.
Your last name is Pignatte, but I guess on your mom's side,
exactly,
you are related to the great poet and novelist Mervyn Peak, whose Gormenghast books have been, major impact on me.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
They've just been, they're going to get made again.
They're going to republish those? Oh,
yeah.
There have been, I'll believe it when I see it, because for decades people have been optioning those Gormenghast books that your grandfather wrote, and Sting took out an option on them at one point.
Yeah, exactly. He
was going to play Steer Pike.
I know.
And nothing ever happened. So
it feels pretty solid at the moment.
Really?
I can't wait.
That's great.
That guy Neil Gaiman. Do you know
him? Yeah.
He's done it. So he's done loads of stuff.
Sure.
American Gods.
The novelist. Well, he also did that TV series, The Good Omens.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Which was based on a book that he had co-written.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great to hear. So Gormenghast will have a second life.
I'd love that, yeah.
Your grandfather's work appears on the record, I'll call it a song.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of sounds like a keyboard etude, you know?
Yeah.
But with somebody reading one of your grandfather's poems.
Yeah, that's my uncle.
Another Peak.
Yeah.
And a ton shot up through the dome of a church, and a ton roared down to the crypt, and a ton danced over the Thames and filled 1,000 panes with stars, and the splinters leapt to the tune of 1,000 scars. I would rather the sea that can sting the heart in a way I can understand than this London roar as an open sore and a newborn babe in my hand.
So what is the function of that piece in the sort of the narrative, the sweep of this album?
Well, there was a part of the record I know I needed for the story, which was the destruction of everything, the breakdown. And I had another song that was being used as that, but it felt almost too it seemed too specific to that moment, and it felt like I was maybe telling the story too clearly. And I found a piano in the street in New York, I had this little refrain for ages, and I played it on this piano and it felt perfect, so we wheeled it back to the studio, and then that day I kind of created the whole piece.
Here in New York?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'd been listening by chance to tapes of my grandfather's poems, just because, there's a lot of power in them. And it was read by one of my uncles who's sadly passed, and I wanted to hear his voice, and I was listening to, and then my other uncle, Fabian, who actually is on it, and I pressed play. It was as simple as I pressed play of where I was, and it played that section, and it's from a poem about the Blitz right. in London and when everything had been bombed and that chaotic destruction is, it can be kind of self-involved if it's you talking about it. And if I handed it over to someone before who meant something, there was something beautiful in it. And I can't quite explain it, but it was perfect. And we just, you know, put it in the song and it felt like it did exactly what the record needed at that point.
You know, people say that apologetically. I don't know how to explain it. That's what art is. You know, you're not supposed to be able to completely explain it away.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to work on a level that just hits you and you don't really know why. And, you know, the imagery of, you know, the devastation and the, I think the words use the raw scar or whatever.
Yeah.
With, you know, the new life that is also in this. It's really a wonderful little excerpt.
Oh, thank you.
From Mervyn Peake, the grandfather of Jack Pignatti. So After You is your first album in in over a decade.
Yeah.
And it's also an album that has many different sounds. Was this just kind of a function of finding what your sound needed to be?
I think it was much more just because I'm, as I hope most musicians would be, incredibly passionate about listening to music and finding music, and along this rather long road, I would engulf myself in a sound or a scene or a time, or whether it would be, you know, Iranian psychedelic music from the 70s or gospel from the 50s or whatever it was that seemed to at that point inspire me or comfort me or help me. I seem to write a song with that maybe just within me without being too conscious about it. And the album, I suppose, is a compilation of a decade of listening to music that I love myself and writing various songs within those genres, and then one becoming the thing that seemed to symbolize that feeling or that idea.
Is that symbolizing that deep dive into 50s?
Yeah, 50s and 60s and 70s. I mean, just gospel, I suppose I started off with like Sister Rosetta Tharpe and all.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, yeah.
And a lot of Pastor Teal Barrett and all that kind of world.
Now, you mentioned Iranian psychedelic music of the 70s, and we heard just a smidgen of Round and Round, which has that kind of exotic... almost cinema.
Yeah.
is that where that comes from?
yeah, that is actually. I was listening to loads of like Kurşungai and Gagush and then Turkish stuff as well, Zelda, and you know, a lot of stuff that I'm sure a lot of people listening are into too. But
well, not so much. I mean, you know, that was cassette culture, those Turkish and Iranian.
Exactly.
Swimming in reverb.
It's really passionate.
Yeah.
I think I kind of seemed to be drawn to it just because it felt like something I couldn't quite understand, which I loved, and something that at that point didn't really feel like I hadn't heard it sampled that much, which is always a thing. I mean, I listened to a lot of, as I'm sure everyone does, a lot of hip-hop, and it was one of those things that still felt like a kind of...
unknown.
Unknown. Subsequently, it then was sampled by Kanye West, so Kurşungai was, so hey-ho.
So... one of the things about being sort of out of the cycle of write, record, tour for 10 years is that when you've come back, everything has changed. You
Absolutely.
Live in a different London, in a different UK, in a different world. Did you feel the weight of all of that change in making this record?
I mean, I didn't, in the decade, completely remove myself from reality. I mean, I did it quite a few times, but I've been able to watch the progression of the world, but just from, I suppose, behind the curtain. So revealing it wasn't too much of a surprise, but I'm obviously aware that a lot has changed, and my position within the world is one that I need to carve out now. And that's something I'm doing now, and it's something that I think will probably take time and have a lot of work to get there. But I believe that if you're speaking about, you know, the truest parts of being, and you're speaking about it with clarity, that at some point the voice will find an audience, you know. Mm-hmm. So I have an understanding that I'm in lots of ways kind of some figure that's turned up in a kind of time warp, and I still have to break that, and I'm still, you know, living with that past. But I think by just creating more and releasing more, there will be a way to pull away from that and actually find myself current and in this world, you know.
Well, and you're here in New York now because you are, in fact, recording again, right?
Yeah, yeah. I love it here as well. I seem to be able to get a lot done.
Mm-hmm.
London's a wonderful place to meander and think. That's why people like William Blake are very, you know, he mostly walked. That was his life.
It's a great walking town, but so is New York, I have to say.
Exactly. You get both here.
Yeah. Now, the song you're going to do for us next, called Let Me Believe, this is another of the big productions on the album.
Mm.
There were several producers you worked with.
Mm.
Paul Epworth,
yeah.
Who is most famous probably for Adele, but has worked with so many other people,
yeah.
Including you earlier in your career.
Mm.
So there did seem to be a kind of expansive, almost cinematic approach to the music making on this record.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's probably a lot down to doing a lot of it on my own. And I think you overcompensate sometimes. When you're alone in a room, you want to make the biggest sound possible when you put the headphones on.
Yeah.
I
do want to ask you about one sound in particular, because the Talis Scholars, this amazing English choral group led by Peter Phillips, are credited on this track.
Yes.
I don't hear them unless it's like is it a sample?
It's a sample.
Okay.
I want you to know that I'll never forget.
It's in the intro.
Okay.
All that stuff.
Okay, right. I suspected it was and it's probably been pitch shifted a little bit.
No, really? No,
okay.
It was one of those wonderful moments where you find a song and you know you want a feeling, and then you find... I love Thomas Talis. I'm a big fan. He grew up in Southeast London. He's from where I'm from.
Is it from... Which Thomas Talis piece? It's not Spem and Allium, is it? The 40 voice motet?
I think it is. There's two. Definitely Spem is one. There's two pieces, and they both fit in perfectly.
Wow.
Yeah. What's the other one? God, something about love. It's like a moire, something about... I can't remember. Sorry. It's been a long time.
Something about love.
Yeah, something about love.
I'm being told, if you love me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you love me.
Producer Karen in the
There we
room.
Go. If you love me.
Yeah.
There we go. So yeah, he's my brother went to a school called Thomas Talis, so... I remember being young and thinking, oh, who is this guy? I looked him up, and I loved chorale since then. Big fan. I go and see the Talis Scholars a lot. They're great.
They are wonderful.
Incredible.
And have done a lot of contemporary music in addition to older music. So they make a guest appearance on the recorded version. But again, Jack, just you and the guitar. Let's see what you got. Here's Jack Pignatte with a live performance of Let Me Believe.
Don't talk anymore. Don't mention a name. I've been here before, but it's never the same. I want you to know that I'll never forget the love you show is not a regret. I wanted it more than you would, than you let me believe. My mind is rolling backwards through these old memories. I wanted it all. Wanted us to remain. But we needed to fall. Beauty and pain. Now we don't even show that we have empathy. Still I live in the glow.
Jack Pignatte, live in our studio. The song is Let Me Believe from the new album called After You. Solo performance, a work that's full of layers of sound and layers of other voices on the album. It's a beautifully produced affair. What kind of direction are you going in now with the new recording you're in the midst of?
I suppose what I've been thinking about is that the next thing will be a sigh, a kind of a breathing out. The record feels like a constant breath in to try and understand what's going on, and then ends on someone being lifted off into some other plane, and then I think it'll be the falling back down to earth.
So this record ends with literally Swept to the Sky, the name of the song. And all right, so will these all be new songs, or are you still working with some of the material that's a bit, collected over the years?
Kind of a bit of everything.
All right.
I mean, I think there's a lot of artists that I've read about doing the same thing, a kind of treasure hunt. And I'm on that at the moment,
Well, the main point to make here is that we're not going to be waiting 10 years for the next Jack Pignatte.
No doubt.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Jack, so thank you so much. Great to renew acquaintance. Jack Pignatte with us here in our WNYC studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Oh, and by the way, Jack Pignatte has recorded another song for us, a tune called Prayer. You'll find that as a web extra on our website at newsounds.org. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.